Om Shanti. 26th August 2019, Monday. Essence, sweet children, all your desires are now being fulfilled and your stomachs are becoming full. The Father has come to make you souls fully satisfied. Sweet children, all your desires are now being fulfilled and your stomachs are becoming full. The Father has come to make you souls fully satisfied. Tripta Atmai. This is the unlimited satisfaction. The stomachs were never full in the world. It's only when the Father comes that He satisfies us fully, and that's why the stomachs are full, and He fulfills all our desires. Nothing of this world was able to satisfy the stomach. The Father has come and He is making us full. Full of what? That's the question. When He comes, He fills us. The stomach was half full. Now it is totally full. So He fills the stomach with what? That we feel totally satisfied. Till now, there was dissatisfaction all the time because of some or other reasons. So He fills us. He quenches the thirst. He removes the hunger. The thirst and the hunger of the soul are totally quenched when He comes. So He fills the soul with something. Because of that, the stomachs become full. And then you don't have to ask anything for anyone. You don't have to beg. 63 births, we spend our lives in begging. So we were beggars all the time. And now we are turning into kings. We are turning into bestower, donors. Till now we were beggars, all the time begging, all the time asking, all the time beseeching, all the time pleading, resorting to supplications, to prayers. Now there are no more prayers. But in today's Murli Baba said, you all are devotees. Each one of you. Had you become yogi, had you become jnani, then I would not teach you jnana. But since you do not know this jnana, it means you are still a bhagat, a devotee. So all of you are still devotees, caught in the whirlwind, caught in that maze, bhul bhulaiya, of devotion. I come and relieve you. When the Sadguru comes, He gives you the collyrium of jnana, and with that collyrium of jnana, the darkness is dispelled. So God is that Sadguru who comes and brings light, who frees you from this maze, this labyrinth of devotion. So Baba comes and fills us, and the stomach is full, and we don't have to beg anymore, ask anymore. He fills us with divine love. When He comes, He fills us with His divine love. Such love was never found elsewhere. Such love was unbeknown in the world. Such love is never known in the world, because the world knows only one love. And that's physical love. At the most, emotional love. The world revolves around physical love and emotional love. But when God comes, He teaches us something which is known as divine love. In the language of psychology, it's known as Platonic love. Platonic love means non-physical love. Love which does not have any physical aspect. This love is the real love, because it transcends the boundaries of the body. It transcends the boundaries of caste, creed, religion, place, and it reaches a higher platform, and that higher platform is the platform of spiritual love, metaphysical love, unearthly love, extraterrestrial love, platonic love, which is non-physical, which is incorporeal love. So when God comes, the first thing He teaches us is divine love. He fills the soul with the divine love. And that's why the soul becomes full. And then when the soul is full with divine love, it doesn't need the support, the company, the presence, caring, attention of the physical lovers. He filled the soul with divine meeting, Paramatma Milan. When God comes, He fills the soul with something, with such a meeting that soul has never experienced before. Soul had been searching God, moving from pillar to post, seeking God's love, but it was never to be found unless until God comes on the planet Earth. And He fills the soul with this divine meeting. God's love, God's meeting. When the soul is filled with this, the soul experiences divine, or you can say that we can take later on, the canopy of God, Paramatma Chhatra Chhaya. The soul is filled with that divine canopy. The soul is filled with divine help. Such help soul had never experienced before. It's only when God comes that soul experiences the presence of that divine help, the divine providence, the divine canopy. Wherever I move, the divine canopy moves. Wherever I move, the divine shield, the divine shade moves with me. So I am protected because the supernatural canopy is moving with me. The supernal canopy is accompanying me, protecting me, and I am insulated from the onslaughts of Maya. So when God comes, He fills the soul with divine canopy and divine help. When God comes, He fills it with divine drishti, Paramatma drishti. Till now, we were looking into the eyes of souls, hoping that they have mercy on us. Now when God comes, He fills us with His divine drishti. And also, the soul is filled with the divine srishti, the God's srishti, the God's world, and the God's world is the world of the soul. And the God's world is the new world which is about to come. So, Paramatma Drishti and Paramatma Srishti. So when God comes, He fills the soul with these things. Then the soul is full. The hunger is gone. When God comes, He fills the soul with godly parivar, family. Such divine family you will not get anywhere. It's only when God comes, He brings with Him this divine family, where there are so many divine souls and each soul is unique with unique experiences. No two souls of this yajna are similar. No two souls of this yajna are having similar experiences, but their experiences are unique, unparalleled. And that's why Baba says, each one of you is ahead of the next. That's a very dynamic statement. Who is ahead? Ek do se aage. Who is ahead? Each one of you is ahead of the next. That's what he says. Nobody can say that I am ahead of him. Baba says, each one of you is ahead of the next. A is ahead of B and B is ahead of A. Because everyone is special soul. So God's family. And then when God comes, he fills with God's yajna. The love for this yajna, the love for this sacrificial fire. The love for the sacrificial fire. Or you can say, Madhuban. In yesterday's Murli also, Baba said, whenever there is some upheaval, whenever there is some upheaval, some up and down in the outside world, sit in the plane of the intellect and come here. And you will not have any expenditure, any effort. You can come effortlessly. There is an effort is going to the Supreme Abode, but there is no effort in coming to the Madhuban, to this house of God. So you can travel to this place unhampered anytime. You can come to this place anytime, any moment, and nobody is there to tell you to vacate your room. There is no accommodation problem. When you come by your mental plane, and you can sit anywhere. No, you can sit in Baba's hut for a longer time. Nobody is going to tell you, no, your time is up. So you can sit anywhere. You can sit for any length of time. You can stay in any room, whichever you want. So come in the plane of Madhuban. You don't need any food, but you can have mental food. This is all mental journey. So when God comes, he fills us with this yajna. The soul is filled with the love for this yajna. The soul is filled for the love for this house of God. When God comes, he fills it with this alaukik happiness. When God comes, he fills us with spiritual happiness. In the world, there are different words they use. First is pleasure. Pleasure is directly related only to the senses. Slightly above than pleasure is happiness. You feel happy by 100 things. Slightly above than happiness is joy. You feel joy. Joy is something higher than happiness. When somebody is helping somebody selflessly, you feel joyful. Above than joy is bliss. Bliss is something which is absolutely spiritual, which you can get only with from God. Above bliss is what? Rapture is another word that describes a condition of the soul which is lost in the love of God. And something very similar to rapture, or even ahead of rapture, is ecstasy, ecstatic. Ecstasy is the stage of highly spiritual intoxication, highly inebriated stage. This person is not in his own control. He is so much lost in the love of God. And even ahead of that is ecstasy is Parmanand. Turiya is the fourth stage of the consciousness. The Turiya starts from rapture and ecstasy. Something where person is lost. Something like unconsciousness. He doesn't talk at all. He is lost in his own world, unaware of what's happening in the world. So there are different grades, though all these words are used similar manner. So alaukik happiness. And then God has filled us with super sensuous bliss, atindriya sukh. When he comes, he fills the soul with super sensuous bliss. Such a bliss is not found anywhere. There is a sense happiness, sense enjoyment, sense gratification. You like something, you eat. But there are four defects with sense, sensual pleasures. Indriya sukh has got four defects. What are they? First, they are temporary. They don't last for long. You want to eat something, you ate. After few hours, you are same. It's temporary. Second, they are deceptive. They deceive you. All sensual happiness is deceptive in nature. You feel they are will-o'-the-wisps. They are the mirage. Illusion. So they are very, very deceptive. The third, they are illusory. Brahm. They deceive and they are illusory. They are not real. They are untrue. You feel there is a water, but when you reach there, water is not there. So they are deceptive in nature. They are illusory. And fourth, they are imaginary. All the pleasure is only in the mind, only in the imagination. The real is always less powerful than the imagination. Imagination is sometimes more powerful. Somebody imagines that, okay, I am eating something, he enjoys. But he actually eats, it's less enjoyable. This is more true for lust, which is more pleasurable at the level of imagination. In actuality, it has no flavor. Always there is a dissatisfaction. Person has imagined something more, but when he actually indulges into it, he finds it is utter frustration and nothing else. So sensual pleasures have got defects. These are very powerful 4 points which you should think all the time. They are temporary. They are deceptive. They are illusory. Brahmak. And they are imaginary. They exist only in the imagination. That's it. There is no beauty in the body. But person imagines and the particular person's body is very beautiful and he enjoys. But what is the beauty in the body? If had there been beauty in the body, go and see in the hospitals. Where is the beauty? Go and see the dead body. Where is the beauty? Go and see the deceased person. Where is the beauty? The beauty is existing only in the mind, only in the imagination. That's it. So, when God comes, He fills us with super sensuous bliss. And when God comes, He fills us with purity. He fills us with purity. That's the greatest treasure that we get on the confluence age, which remains matchless, unparalleled. In no age we get this treasure of purity. This is the greatest treasure with which the soul is filled. And once the stomach of the soul is filled with purity, it doesn't want anything else. Because the real thirst of the soul, the real hunger of the soul is for that divine purity. And then soul is filled with pure feelings and good wishes, shubh bhavna, shubh kamna. Soul is filled with these. And then soul is filled with jnana. And then soul is filled with virtues. And then soul is filled with powers. And then soul is filled with blessings, vardhan. When God comes, He gives us knowledge. It is the knowledge that can free the soul. Because soul is unhappy because of ignorance. In today's Murli, Baba said, Baba comes and gives you knowledge, and the knowledge is your soul. That's the knowledge. He gives us divine virtues. He gives us powers. He gives us blessings. and the soul is filled with these blessings. He gives us Srimad. He gives us Maryadas, the rules and the codes of conduct. Srimad is general, but Maryadas are restricted, very strict. Somebody may breach Srimad, but if you violate Maryadas, the results would be disastrous. So Srimad and Maryadas. God fills the soul with these two things. That's why soul doesn't need anything. That's why the stomach becomes full. Then God fills us with service, seva. Yesterday also Baba said in blessing, even if you get 10 minutes, do some service. Even if you get 10 minutes, do some service. And then blessings. Soul is filled with what? Blessings. And the last, anything else?
Relations.
Relations. All relationships with God. Okay. What else?
Newness.
Newness. Newness. God comes and fills the soul with newness. What else? What we are filled with at the confluence age?
Self-respect.
Okay.
Contentment.
This is all the points of contentment. Soul has become content. Soul has become satisfied. Soul has become full. The stomach is full because God has filled us with all these things. So today's essence. Actually, something is missing. They are already 21. Numbering is missing, I think. So today's essence is, sweet children, all your desires are now being fulfilled and your stomachs are becoming full, overflowing. The Father has come to make you souls fully satisfied. But he has filled our stomachs to the brim. But what is the stage of my mind? Do I think I am filled with all of these things? Do I think that everything I have in me can make these two different? This is. So the task is to fill the soul with all of these three things. Then only there is a real joy in life, real happiness in life. Otherwise, we keep on suffering. Otherwise, there is always some or other sorrow in the life, in this life. So when God is saying, I am filling you, why should not we fill ourselves? So that's today's essence. Om Shanti.